Welcome to an experimental episode of The Hours, actually, as Mark and I are going to try something new. Let us know if you like it or you don't. It's our first time doing it, but we're going to do, for lack of a better term, a simulcast. We're going to play a recent basketball game and just talk about it as if we were watching the game together with all of you. So hopefully we get some actionable content here, some valuable content here. And if we digress into conversations about aliens or Bitcoin, bear with us or sign off. But we selected two teams that we're interested in, Oklahoma City Thunder v. Golden State Warriors. And we're going to watch, we're going to talk, we'll talk ball, we'll talk all things savvy. Mark, any other thoughts before we dive in?
Yeah, if you choose to bear with us, you might want to take this one to YouTube. If you're a regular RSS listener, this one will probably be better on YouTube. But with the conversation, maybe you'll get something out of the audio only. Tyler, I'm just going to...
Before we dive in,
okay,
you mentioned a podcast that you're excited about listening to about aliens. Let's give a random non-basketball podcast shout out before we begin, because I've got one in my mind.
I'm gonna give you two. I'll give you one. My alien one is American Alchemist with Jesse Michaels. Really well done. He's a super, like, just laid back and has great guests. It's gonna take you on some journeys that you may not sign up for sometimes, but it's really cool. It's fun. They're long, so great for road trips. But the one I'll give coaches that I found a lot of value in is the Learning Leader podcast with Ryan Hawk. They're about an hour. I listen to everything on times two speed, so I can knock them out in 30 minutes. And he does a little recap at the end. That's always good. And he's a good, entertaining host, great guest, a lot about leadership. So no matter what your 9-to-5 is, it'll help you. But obviously, if you're a basketball coach, it'll help you as well.
Okay. I have a non-basketball random one and a somewhat more helpful one mainstream. Random, completely non-basketball that I have listened to, and you made me think of this by suggesting people go to YouTube for this one to see the visuals, is this one is very visual, but I still enjoy listening to it. It's called Here's the Rolls, and it is a live podcast of a Dungeons and Dragons game being played. So Dungeon Master and players mic'd up going through a Dungeons and Dragons game. They do it on YouTube as well, so you can actually like see, but like I get the audio out of it because I run a Dungeons and Dragons game for my family, by the way. We played two nights ago. I'm a dungeon master in training. And interestingly enough, my six-year-old Nash, who has a very active imagination, loves Dungeons and Dragons. He could tell you everything that happened in our last adventure in the Whispering Caves. And but cannot tell you anything else that's going on in the real world. Okay, second one, and I think I suggested this one to you. It is The Pomp Letter, and that is a financial podcast that's primarily focused more on Bitcoin and crypto. So two more eclectic ones there. I think we should dive in because they're here for that.
Let's do it. All right, game is on. We're at the opening.
Oh, quick pause. Shoot. Okay.
Oh, we should. I know. I couldn't get there. I know where you're going.
I was going prop bet on who is winning the tip. Okay, pause. Early prop bet. Do the Thunder score on this first possession or not? First possession of the game.
I'm going to say they get a great shot, but don't make it.
All right, I'm going to say they do score, and I'm willing to bet you $10.
And I already see horns. All right, thoughts on horns, Tyler?
I hate it.
I like it, and I like it, and I don't like it. What I like about it is it is really good spacing. You can do a lot of good stuff out of it. I just what I don't like about it is like you got to get into it. You know, it's something that like it's usually a call or
You're not arriving in shape. You're not arriving in horn shape ever. So
yeah,
it's a deviation from how you want your team to play most of the time. That's why I don't like it. Yeah. I also don't like it because I feel that I get a lot of lock left questions. How do we got a horn set? And I hate that because it seems to freak people out. Whereas actually I love for lock left defense. I love if the offense goes to horns. They're already putting two offensive bodies in the way. So for example, in Hornstead, which you can see right here, if the ball was actually up on the jail side action spot, which would be the Wolf's drop down balls defender's job to get the ball over, one of the scariest things for people to defend, and they ask about it all the time. I got an email about it yesterday. It's like, oh, what about if we're going to snipe the pass to the free side so hard? What about the back door? What about the back door? What about the back door? Well, if someone goes into Horns, you have no fear of the back door because there's no space to run a back door. So I love that you're going to put someone at the elbows, or if you put a high post there, because it should allow you to be even more aggressive sniping a free side pass because there's nowhere for that back door cut to go. So that's if I like guarding it, I don't like running it on offense.
The game of opposites. All right. Reminder, we have a $10 bet on this possession.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Oh, I didn't know you took it.
Yep. We had a
ghost handoff step up. ISO.
Not a great shot.
Not a great. Oh, and he made it. So I
was just wrong. I was wrong all around. Not a good shot, but he made it. Good offense beats good defense.
Yeah. Are we going to 2x speed here? Is this like normal speed?
Normal speed. Is your speed?
They're so much faster than middle school girls.
All right, you got some legendary classic Warrior split action here. Here's one take. So we just built a RDS course, and one take that I had on split action that I haven't really thought about before, and you see in this screenshot here, is the ball kind of got entered. It was supposed to go to the post. It's like really wide. Thunder did a good job of getting it out like to the almost a long corner. But one thing that makes this split action really effective is that neither defender can see the ball right now, which is why I love split action. There's just so like pace and all the different things you can do out of it. I screwed that up by minimizing the screen, but I never thought about that. Is like neither defender can see the ball when they're in split.
I actually prefer, you have to have the personnel for this. Maybe you can go back to a pause on Butler's catch here. I prefer running split action out of the mid post, personnel dependent. I mean, you have to have the personnel that is going to be really, really patient from there. But all the reasons you just suggested, that's preferred. Could you back it up actually to the catch of the wide spot here by, I think it looks like Moses Moody. Oh no, it's Draymond. Okay. Before he passes to Jimmy Butler.
Oh, gotcha.
All right. Perfect. So right now this would be blast series for us. So we get the ball across the street from action spot to action spot. They're playing super high, which is great. Pause. Okay, so right as Draymond gets the ball, there, pause. This would trigger blast series. Now you can get the ball to this, what we're going to call the wide spot. You can get that by the corner blasting up, or if you're playing five out, which is kind of the orientation they started in, you can just have the wide spot already there. When the ball gets to that spot, that is trigger for what we're calling blast series. So one split action you can get from the ball here is you can get a split action from action spot to action spot, which they choose not to do. Instead, out of their blast series, they choose to enter into the post. And he gets pushed out to the mid post, almost to the corner here. Let's move the ball forward a little bit to where Jimmy Butler does get it, which is another great option. Now, if the ball goes there, you can also get this split action, which both Mark and I suggested we actually like even better. It's just better angles across the board. So really good split action here as Draymond screens is for Moody, and then they're going to split and they get a pretty good look off of it.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I mean, that's a pretty good look, I think, in the NBA game. I'm not thrilled if my high school team is taking that shot. I just didn't want to, we didn't run offense to create those shots. Although at higher levels, you just have to, those are the shots that you get.
I mean, I call that a six. And if you have like one of your best 3-point shooters, which Moody is for them, getting a six.
Yep.
I mean, I think especially with how many 12 left on the shot clock. Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Especially at this level, like I said, you know, I'm glad you mentioned blast series. In January, we're going to be sharing blast series, and then I'm going to go into what we call pro series, which is series that we run in conjunction with Rose series. So right now we got ball at the action spot. We could be in Rose or we could be in blast. Which is why that's my favorite part of conceptual offense. And you even said action to action split. What I love about conceptual offense is that you could get the action to action split. Remind me this dude's name. He's like a third year player.
Pajimski.
Okay. I'm not going to attempt to say that, but let's say we, let's say we split at the top and we came off of it and then we fed the post. Well, now we have another split as well. Yeah. So you just keep flowing through.
Which could look like a stagger to some people that like staggers. Another thing that I like that they did here, and I do think it's by design, is they actually had the post entry from Draymond. Why do we like that? Well, their best shot blocker, the defense's best shot blocker, Chet Holmgren, is guarding Draymond. So you actually pull him away from the rim in order to enter the ball into the post, which is great, especially if your post demands to be guarded in any way out there.
Which Draymond, you could argue, should not be guarded.
You could argue, why is Chet out there?
Yeah.
But yes.
All right, I'm gonna make an early prediction here. This was a good experiment. I like this a lot. This is fun, and we'll probably make it through like four possessions at this rate.
I know. Okay, I'm gonna shut up on this one.
Okay, we've got early drag screen, throw behind. Don't love the shot.
No, I call that one a five.
Yeah, and it's just so early. I know. It's just levels are so different. But All right, so Draymond's being his own outlet. Love that. Did I see this right? The Warriors signed Seth Curry now?
Oh, I don't know.
Did you see that?
I didn't see that. Okay, I like the early push and the early crack of the shell by Draymond there. He's foul farming on this one. He felt like he got bumped, so he threw it up. But pause. It was pause right before he threw it up here. If he instead, because he draws two turnovers, if he instead stops and plays off two, I think he can go like a half frame forward if he can. So we have a really good drag by Podziemski, a really good shooter. Like, I would love that big advantage catch at the top of the key, which would, because the ball drew two. Even if we go two out of that one, we're going to get a big advantage attack as one's going to guard two on the weak side. So we got what we wanted to out of this, minus the shot decision by Draymond. This is why we want to be our own outlet. This is why we want to crack the shell early, because you generally can get two on the ball and create your big advantage catches or your dominoes out of it.
Yeah, one thing. So two things actually about this one. A lot of times coaches will say, we need like more to our offense, or like our offense isn't working. And most of the time it's decision-making or application of skill. We just had one member reach out with a very similar sentiment of like, gosh, I need help on offense. It's like we're creating, and basically his explanation was they're getting to advantage, but not finding the open player. I'm like, well, offense is doing its job. Like, you're creating big advantage scenarios. You're getting defense in the blender. So that was first. Second thing is I like this burn by Jimmy Butler here, burn in the 45. Mm-hmm. Typically when you're that middle player, you burn to create space, but also as defense helps over, helps down, kind of attack that space right by the logo on a college court, just middle of the paint.
The only thing that's missing is Draymond's decision to stop, play off two, and be patient, which is missing at every level. Like, get there. Can you stop and play off two and allow time for the burn, allow time for Podziemski to drag behind?
Which you actually see what it should look like on this possession. So I love this. We're playing off the catch. We're hunting sevens off the catch. Don't like it. We hunt. We draw two. We kick. That's what it should look like.
Yeah. Let's go back to that shot, that moment in time on the shot as well. Okay.
Right here.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. I don't know if this is our best shooter here. Don't mind the shot in transition at all. I actually think that a two out and the ball crossing the street to Jalen Green on the other side would probably have gotten us an even bigger domino catch, which is the next part. It's like, oh, our offense isn't working. No, it's just shot selection. You know, the level of contest on this one, I feel like kind of five, right? I don't know. What do you think?
I think he's just like a very slow release.
Yeah, he's very slow, which indicates to me maybe not our
favorite the best shooter. Yeah, pass wasn't like a perfect pass, right? Good enough. And then, yeah, it seems like ball's in the air, like right here, we're wide open.
Right. But by the time you're releasing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I would actually, like, given this, and this is where like the nuance or the gray area comes in on offense, is I'm going to go seven here because we're more than arm's length away and he's already like on the rise of the shot. But it was so slow that like if you do this freeze frame, you're like, ooh, gross. That's a right. Five. Yeah. And I do agree, like that two out would lead to really a down up over. which is how you expand dominoes and get defense in rotation, is getting more than one domino to fall.
Which at the high school level, it really just depends on, is that player one of your green light shooters or not? That's going to determine the quality of that possession.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we got a little traditional five out. A little inside flare. I love an inside flare. It looks like they're going like some pistol there. Warriors getting four back on that shot. Back in the 90s, you like had no one crashing the boards. And then now, that's kind of a travel. Now you get more offensive rebound presence. They actually, so Dean Oliver is like the godfather of analytics. I'm going to butcher this, so let me try to get this right. He said the amount of points that you give up in transition defense by crashing more players is like so minimal. I think it was like 0.1 points per possession that your transition defense gives up in the NBA.
Can you go back to that possession? There's a lot of questions just about rebounding roles. And there's a great erase here on Chet Holmgren on this shot. And it's by a smaller player, Pods. I think
we'll go back a half a frame here.
Okay.
Right there?
Yes. Yeah. And so this, is this the possession? No, this isn't possession. I think
it might not be. I'm trying to use my hotkeys. I might have gone
one more possession.
Let's see. Is this this one?
Let's find out.
Yeah.
Great. So that's great. You see, it's Moody, actually. So you see Moody right here. There is no attempt by Moses Moody to get this rebound. This is just, can I erase the best rebounder on the opposing team? The only one that's actually going for the boards. Can I just erase him? Everybody else rebounds down. So that's a classic erase and chase.
Yeah, we call that wedging whenever you push them underneath the backboard. Really good erase.
Which wedging should happen the majority of the time in the lock left because you're fronting post. So if you have someone that is posting up and you are fronting, you're just going to try to wedge them underneath, erase them from the equation so everybody else can kind of chase. Good two out, three out.
Classic Warriors here. Three out here. So we get this is what we'd call truck in what I would call truck and Rose series. Kind of a step up screen from the opposite action spot. Jimmy Butler refuses it. Draw. Oh, come on. Draw two, kick to corner, and then this is like so much of offense just becomes pattern recognition, and this is why the pros just it's so pretty when they play like this because they've seen the pattern so many times. But you just get that down up over. Really could have gotten one more, and you had even bigger advantage here. But again, it all goes to who. I would have liked to see one more there.
This is good. I'm having fun.
I know, this is fun. All right. Lot of space on the top side of the frame, not here. Another thing is like offense, create space, attack space, pass in the space. A lot of coaches will get very hung up on like, oh, we weren't like perfectly spaced here. How do I fix that? It's like, well, we don't have to have a rule for it. Just like principle, like we fill corners and action spots. Offense will flow. But anytime you have poor spacing on one side, you got really, really good spacing on another.
Yeah. I don't like the shot.
No.
I like that shot if it's Steph Curry.
All right. We got a little So here I'm going to predict. This is kind of we're going to run roll this, right? This is going to be a hot stove screen. Yep, perfect. For two reasons. Number one, Warriors are notorious for switching. So when you're setting a ball screen against a switching defense, the quality of the screen doesn't really matter because they're going to switch it anyway. So the better screen that you set, it actually gives them more time to switch. I love Chet's angle here. He's angling for the back pocket where we would keep our wallet. And then since the on-ball defender is so far away from the ball handler, that's another cue that it's going to be what we call a hot stove or like a touch-and-go screen where the second you touch the defense, you're going. And now it's just a battle of screen below, stay below. If they are going to switch, which it looks like they don't get to the switch here, but it's just a battle of staying below the player that you screened. And then one thing, I love a short roll. I'm like all short roll now because you get this short roll and then you see this corner burn coming from the top. Like and then you got somebody camped out in the corner on the other side. Love that. And you avoid that charge. Yeah.
Nope. Yes. Yeah, heels are in the circle, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Point of contention. I don't think people should keep their wallet in their back pocket. I think that actually is dangerous, for pickpockets are more easily able to steal the back pocket wallet.
I don't like things in my pocket in general, but I've never put my wallet in my back pocket because it hurts my back.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You must be carrying a lot in your wallet. Also, a big fan of the satchel, zippered satchel. I think it's a little bit safer, stylish, and you don't have to carry things in your wallet. Better for your back.
Some people call it a merce.
Some people call it a purse.
Hey, there are Skittles in there for any hangover fans. All right, good. I like this, how they're Jimmy Butler hangs around here, and it's like, all right, the goal of the screener and on a ball screen is to reroute and get out. Reroute the on-ball defender over the screen. Once you do that, you get out. If you don't reroute the on-ball defender over the screen, we haven't done our job. Stick around. This could be twist. This could be a flip screen. But once you reroute, really nice job of getting out, playing against the switch here.
All of these nuances to screening, how much of that should be player skill versus how much of that should be scripted for them?
I would say player skill.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think that's a huge opportunity for most of you that are listening, is like you hear these words like, oh, twist, step up, whatever. Most of it is screener skill and screener reads, just like most of using the screen is player skill and player reads. Our job is to give them the tools, the reads, so that they can then apply that skill based on the situation. All we know is we want some sort of two-man game off a screen here. And then it's their efficiency and their reads and their application of skill are going to determine the level of advantage that we get.
Even this one here, I don't know if this was predetermined or not, but this stampede out of the corner, I used to call this curling the shake. I'd probably call it just stampeding the shake now, mm-hmm. but just sprinting into your catch. I don't know if he read this closeout or it was just design, but love that. I don't love that shot either. Mm-hmm. That's a definite five for me, especially like a left-handed floater, and you got somebody locked, loaded. We're about
to Does it help you that he is left-handed?
Yeah, a little bit. He got, dude, I remember watching him in summer league, and he actually had a really, really good summer league his first year, but he's making me nervous in this game.
Well, he believes that he should be a max player.
Ooh, nice X out. A little early for that to be a max player, but
yeah.
If I could eliminate one thing from this podcast,
sorry, real quick, Mark. So Mark called this an X out. We would call this close and fly as a layer and lock left. It's the same thing. It's just a fix it habit of recognizing nearest player goes to the ball. Next nearest player goes to danger. That's what close and fly is. Close, nearest player close to the ball. Fly is next nearest player fly to the next most dangerous opponent.
And I actually use that same terminology. I'd never have taught X outs. I've always done the same thing. Principle based, near man, close offs.
X outs don't mean anything to players. That's why. Like, we see X outs when looking at film. Like, they make an X there as they cross paths. But players don't see it as X outs. They just see, okay, ball and man. Yeah. So
language I like too that I've started to use as Draymond is the cover two defender. I think that, you know, like cover two is like common, you know, football vernacular, but
The cover two is going to close on the ball.
Yes, cover two is usually the nearest man.
Yeah, if we can pause right again before that pass again, as Moody is in the, on the water. Beautiful. So this is a situation we're going to be in the lock left often, because whether we are in a jail overload scenario or we're really heavy on the wall, as Moses Moody is the low man, he is the lowest defender. He is the defender closest to the baseline. That's the low man, right? Low man's in the smile. That's what we want. Well, that smile defender, if the ball does get to the free side on a skip or a kick out here, that's that low defender, that wall, is not going to be the one closing to the ball very often. And so you are going to have a cover two. Right now, the cover two is at the elbow, and that's Draymond. So that is the close and fly situation that you would want to rep, not out of a shell situation, but out of a locked start situation. You can lock the start so that you're in this close and fly, and that cover two's got to make the read.
Yeah, I would also say, and this is a little different. I would even say our wall defender here, is it Moody, you said? I would like to see Jimmy Butler take the next one.
I agree with you, especially in lock left.
And when does this happen? It's like, how do we know? Jimmy says, I got ball, right? Like, that's it. And as we're moving out from the wall, then we might go up to – we rotate to the next player. It should be Lou Dort at the top. Or my guy here that's – I'm not going to attempt to say – Pod. What is it?
Podzimski or Pod.
Pop?
P-O-D, like a sleeping pod or a
– Oh, okay, Pod, okay. My guy Pod would take you would just rotate out, and then really Moody could take who's that Jalen Williams in the corner. Yeah.
Well, let me give you the lock left preferred answer. Let's put Moody back in the smile. The lock left preferred answer is we're assuming, and let's pause it right there. We're assuming that Moses Moody is our best rim protector.
Right.
That's why he started in the smile. So in lock left, we actually in close and fly would prefer, if possible, to keep him in the smile. So Butler flies to Chet, Pod flies to the top of the key, and our low man here is going to fly up to Shea so that Moses Moody can actually stay in the smile and match with the next lowest defender.
And all of that is much shorter rotation.
Much shorter rotations.
Yeah.
So that's another reason I don't teach X out, is I don't actually like it.
I don't like X out because it's a rule. It's you go here, you go there. Instead of just why not? Like common sense can prevail if you teach near man
close. I also don't like the letter X.
Elon disagrees with you.
He really does. I mean, that's a great, great snipe from the gap, which is what we're really looking for. You really can't be hurt being aggressive on that pass.
Nice little hostage dribble here too. Mm-hmm. I think this is an ATO. I love how Jimmy Butler uses his body right here.
He's got so a good,
good wall up. And then, gosh, it's a shot he makes probably nine out of 10 times.
I mean, that. So if you have a player like Jimmy Butler that shoots that shot, that's no longer a five for them. Yeah.
And we actually considered anything in the paint a layup. Like this to us, like if we were charting our possession chart, we'd call that a layup.
All right, see three more possessions.
Unless
you, I need to give you a chance. Feel free. You need to give me another prop bet to try to get your money back.
Ooh, all right. I'll think of a prop bet. Look at this. Here's what I like. Is this a little cross into a low pickup? Right there.
If he picks that up, look how far out he picks.
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Is that called a travel at other levels?
Yes.
Yeah, probably so. All right. Oh, I like this too. We're just creating a runway. Like this is why spacing is so important. Offense is spacing. Spacing is offense. Like defense is neutral in the sense of like small advantage or big advantage, neutral and disadvantage. But I'm going to say offense is at a slight small advantage here because we've got such good space.
Yeah. And Chet's in that, what we call a dragon spot. We're at that wide spot or 45, which this is another read that I would teach is if you're 45 opposite and there's penetration, you're auto diving. Either for the layup or for the O rebound.
Yep. And you can see here, like if our defense is late, not good help by the Warriors. But if my guy Pod helps over, we help down the open space is that middle of the paint there.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy Butler or
one of the two is open. We either have open corner or open dive.
Yeah. And create a little gravity cut there if you don't get it. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of a prop bet other than just does this team score?
I mean, I also would want to point out that neither team is playing a traditional big.
Mm-hmm.
That is a non-traditional big.
He's a player. All right, my guy's back on my good side because I love
him. He's hooping.
Okay, here's some of my favorite action out of split action. This isn't exactly it. It kind of is. It's almost there. We swing to Dre, and we're getting a split, but instead of this is just Moody being our traditional screener, like we pass and then we're the screener, We call this a fox. We turn our traditional split into a flare. And I love flares. I know you're not as big of a fan. That would be a long pass. Like, we're not going to get the flare screen, but it sets up this slip so nicely. Good footwork. All right, we're not watching free throws.
Oh, I thought you can give me a prop bet on the free throws.
I thought about it.
I think it's more likely, like at this level, it's more likely, is it a swish or not, as opposed to is it a make or not? I feel like that's close to closer to a coin toss for a good shooter.
Thunder and Domino's there. I'd like to see one more Domino.
Draymond's a great positional rebounder.
Yeah. Look at that.
I mean, he just keeps his feet working.
A little rescreen.
Good patience.
Yeah, good patience in the world. Chasing his pass with a little ghost there. Burn the 45. Let's go.
I mean, my guy. The patience by Pod right now.
My guy.
Max contract.
Sign me up. A little pinch post. Yeah, yeah. Oh, nice. You had two players cut burning here, which is not ideal. But I'm probably on the other side of this. I've talked to coaches that are like, we never want two people burning or cutting at the same time. Like, I know it's not ideal, but it means two players recognized advantage and trying to take advantage of advantage. So it's like not ideal, but I think it's just one of the trade-offs that you get with when you run conceptual.
I'd rather two burns than none.
Than none. Yeah, I know. I mean, that means we're hunting burn cuts. It means we're doing something right.
It worked out okay.
Man, after you get dunked on, you got to run. There we go. My guy. He's cooking. Yeah. He's cooking. He threw the ball right into the first row. Zero count pass here.
Yeah, a very zero count. I would have give me at least a one count there.
How do you not see the cut? I mean, the guy's already cutting. He even did a little wiggle in there and still threw it to the corner. Good rotation though by OKC here.
Yeah. Well, also really good recognition. I'm blanking on his name right now. He doesn't commit to the shot here, right? He doesn't even like guard the shot. He's playing passing.
Yeah. Stunting like my daddy.
Is your daddy a hunter?
Stunting.
Oh, stunting. I thought you said hunting.
Big time hunter. I don't think my dad's ever been hunting in his life.
My dad definitely hasn't.
Oh, loving. Yep.
All right, let's get two more possessions, and then I think we're good.
Yeah.
Probably. Right,
I got make this three.
No. All right, pause right here.
I don't know that thing got 10 feet off the ground. There you go.
Okay, pause it on the rebound. Okay, here's a prop bet for you. We'll watch two more possessions. Do we see a ball screen in the next two possessions?
Yes.
All right, I'm giving your money back. We'll go ahead and take it. I'll go ahead and take the no. Here's possession one.
Come on, Chet.
Get a shot up.
Oh, no.
Yes. Okay. Okay. There's one. You have to get a ball screen this possession.
All right. Draymond is trailing. So it's 50-50 here. Either goes top of the key or right into a drag screen.
The slower they play, the more likely you're getting a ball screen.
Yeah. Here it comes. Right into it. No, yep, split. Oh, we're gonna kick ball. Oh my god,
yes!
Are you kidding me? He nailed it.
The exact same split action we saw.
I know that's a great place to end. It's the same action. They flowed into it organically out of transition. Better shot than the first one, too. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Man, we need to do this every week. I just made $20. I can feed my family.
This was fun.
Send Mark a dollar so he can help pay off his gambling debts. Okay.
Perfect. Please do. All right, y'all. That was fun. We're going to do this again. Promise. See y'all next time. Stay savvy.
Stay savvy.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their game time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.